Though Mr. Serrate's findings could fill scathing exposés of the kind churned out by Greenpeace, his technique is more like that of Svetlana Alexeyevich, the Belarusian writer who was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2015. A quote from one of her books stands as the epigraph to Wars of the Interior. "I strive desperately to reduce history to the human being." Like Ms. Alexeyevich's narratives, Mr. Serrate's relies heavily on his subject's own words. Like her, he focuses on the failure of the state to protect its people. In Peru, extraction companies operate in 70% of the rainforest. Many ignore clauses in their contracts about respecting local people, but few are held to account. Though the World Bank estimates that 80% of Peru's wood exports have illegal origins, only a handful of loggers have ever been sent to prison for illegally felling trees. In the past decade, meanwhile, more than 2 Olympic swimming pools' worth of oil has leaked into the country's rivers. Mr. Serrate forces readers to confront the human implications of development. Osman Kunyachi doesn't understand much about environmental politics, he writes in Annie McDermott's translation, but he does know how hard it is to clean oil off your body. Economic development can no doubt be pursued more carefully, but its force seems to be unstoppable, just like the flood that destroyed the Amazonian village where Mr. Serrate's grandmother grew up in the 1940s. She left to work as a maid in Lima, as thousands of indigenous women still do each year. She married at 14, adapted her speech in order to assimilate into urban society, and saved enough money to send all her children to university. To some, hers is an uplifting story. Mr. Serrate isn't so sure. The question is what we are prepared to sacrifice as individuals and as a society in the name of progress.